Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Padilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A. Chief complaint, I fell. Number one, I have severe joint pain. Number two, I have chest wall pain. Number three, I have pain over my sternum. Number five, I'm weak. Number six, dizziness. Number seven, feeling fatigue. Number eight, history of rheumatoid arthritis. Our patient is a 51-year-old woman with extensive history of rheumatoid arthritis, currently taking Humira, folic acid, and methotrexate. Period. In the paragraph, she sees a rheumatologist who does her blood work and urinalysis on a regular basis regarding her medication. Period. In the paragraph, 6 days ago, she fell at home on her chest. She's complaining of sternal pain, rib pain on the left side. Period. In the paragraph, she's had difficulty laying flat. She's has not had any shortness of breath, fever, chills, or anything significant for pneumonia, period. The paragraph, her chest x-ray today in the office shows no pericardial enlargement, possible, most likely has two rib fracture on the left side and cannot rule out sternal fracture, period. The paragraph, she also has palpitation. She has dizziness, abdominal pain, upper abdomen, period. The paragraph, allergy, none. Immunization, COVID immunization is up to date. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She works for El Burrito, E-L-B-U-R-I-T-O, a restaurant here in Cleveland, Texas. Family history, diabetes, hypertension, no cancer. Maintenance exam, both mammogram and colonoscopies up to date. Medical problems, rheumatoid arthritis, history of ulcers. Surgery, has not had any recent surgery, but has had EGD and colonoscopy where they found what looked like peptic ulcer disease a few years ago. Period. She weighs 215 pounds, 96%, 96.4, 16, 91, 147 over 85. Heart positive, home positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft. There's sternal pain noted. There's rib pain noted on the left side. There's good bilateral breath sound, neurological non-focal. There's pain over the calf on the right side. There's pain over the shoulder and the right arm. And there's bruising present. Lower extremity shows a trace edema. Period. In the paragraph, rheumatoid arthritis per rheumatologist, blood work, urinalysis, up to date. Number two, chest wall trauma, possible, most likely patient has two rib fracture on the left side, cannot rule out sternal fracture. Number three, get a CT of the chest now. Number four, pelvic ultrasound was done, as well as an abdominal ultrasound because of upper abdominal pain. Gallbladder is within normal limits. Patient does have what looks like a fatty liver. Next number, as far as her swelling in the legs, her arm pain, on the right side and the right calf pain, patient had Doppler study of both upper and lower extremity. They were all negative for PVD and or DVT. Next number, echocardiogram was done to rule out there's no evidence of effusion. And she does have what looks like RVH. Must follow up with a sleep study at a later date. Next number, as far as her neck pain and dizziness is concerned, she has a normal thyroid and she has a normal carotid ultrasound, period. In the paragraph, she will have a CT scan done in the next 24 hours. Next number, we offer the patient going to the emergency room, getting that done, but she's not interested in doing that at this time. Next number, patient is given Toradol 60 milligram IM now. Next number, patient was sent home with pain medication, i.e., one second, let me find her prescription. Now, where's a copy of her prescription, this lady? What did they send her home on, do you know? It's not in the chart, I didn't see it. Patient was sent home with. Let me find that. One second, forgive me. Hey, guys, what does Padilla go home with prescription? What? Flexeril? Patient was sent home with Flexeril and Tylenol number 3 and follow up in the next 2-3 days. Go to the emergency room if it gets worse and get the CT scan ASAP. All has been ordered before patient left. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.